Good day, I'm Anjui James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, May 9. Coming up, Prime Minister urges Jamaicans to read more. $1 billion earmarked to increase access to housing for tourism workers and a second ward to be built at Portland Infirmary. The news in detail after the break.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. Everyone's business.
Now the news. The Ministry of Tourism has allocated $1 billion to increase access to housing for tourism workers over the next 5 years. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says results of a survey conducted among tourism workers revealed that 85% of them do not own a home. He says discussions were held between the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, and the Housing Agency of Jamaica to make this project a reality.
When we did the research, we found, Mr. Speaker, that more than 88% of the workers in the industry cannot even access NHT housing solutions. We have put $1 billion over the next 5 years to assist tourism workers to enable them access different types of solutions through the Housing Agency of Jamaica.
Minister Bartlett was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. He says the TEF will provide nearly $171 million this financial year to support the first phase of implementation of the housing project for tourism workers. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says some $45 million is to be provided for the construction of a second ward at the Portland Infirmary. He says work on the new ward is slated to begin in short order.
We are working with the National Housing Trust, which has provided us with some $200 million. And that $200 million that we'll be getting from the National Housing Trust is to deal with all outstanding issues involving infirmaries right across the country.
Minister McKenzie was addressing a special meeting of the Portland Municipal Corporation in Port Antonio recently. An initial $45 million was allocated by the government in 2017 to build the infirmary's first ward. Meanwhile, Minister McKenzie says plans are also in place to upgrade and rename other infirmaries across the island. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is calling on Jamaicans to help improve the country's literacy rate and subsequently the economy. Making the connection between literacy and job readiness, Mr. Holness says the practice of reading regularly can help to boost the quality of those in the labor market.
There are many Jamaicans who are very shy in speaking in a formal setting because they may feel challenged with the language. But if you have your child reading and reading in an expressive way from an early age, they will overcome that nervousness and they will be certainly more assertive and they will be able to speak and project. And that gives a greater skill on the job market.
The Prime Minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News after participating in the Ministry of Education's Read Across Jamaica Day event at St. Joseph's Infant School in Kingston on Tuesday. And Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague is urging motorists to practice road safety at all times. 110 persons have died as a result of road crashes since the start of the year. Minister Montague says these accidents were predominantly due to poor decisions by motorists.
We have been analyzing the black boxes of motor vehicles involved in traffic accidents, and the information gleaned in some cases is heart-rending. There have been cases with drivers traveling at speeds above 122 kilometers per hour and executing maneuvers that has proven dangerous. Let me remind everyone that whenever a traffic accident occurs, it causes grave imbalances to the socioeconomic fabric of any nation. Traffic accidents have the potential of destroying families and economies.
Minister Montague is speaking at the 7th annual staging of the International Road Federation Congress in St. James on Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.